Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
This week's Parshas Yisrael. Parshas Yisrael is about Kabbalas HaTorah and Mamad Har Sinai. What was the highest moment in the story of Klal Yisrael? A week ago in Parshas B'Shalach, we learned about Shir Sayyam. And Chazal say in Mechilta, Rasa Shifcha Alayam Mashalura Ayecheskel Bekol Anivim. Even the simpleton, rise to the heights, not even experienced by Yecheskel Anavi and all the other great Nevi'e Yisrael. However, by Kabbalas HaTorah, Chazal teach us, when they said, Ze Keliv Anvehu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mi Gila Raz Ze Lebanai, Lashon Shem Malach Yashores Mishtamshim Bo. The Kabbalas HaTorah, we were all elevated to the level of the angels of above, and that is even higher. So Mamad Har Sinai was the most profound, elevated moment in the story of Klal Yisrael. And in every generation and every day we try to relive that spirit. We try to relive Kabbalas HaTorah. So the Kutzker Rebbe said, and the one of you know who was the Kutzker Rebbe, what was his name? Who knows?
Menachem Mendel.
Oh, great. And you a yeshiva boy, not yeshiva?
We graduated.
Wonderful. The Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, he used to say, Matan Torah was one time, Kabbalas HaTorah, should be and could be every day. So we try to connect and relive the spirit of Nasa V'Nishma. When we all stand at the foot of the mountain and cried out, Ki ish echod, belev echod, nasa v'nishma. And we will do everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us. So whenever I visit a community, yesterday night they spoke at the big shul in Boca, and there was a huge, huge crowd. But it's always meaningful to me to visit the yeshiva, because the yeshiva is the soul and the spirit of every community. Seeing these young boys and these young faces, future Talmid HaChachamim, maybe future leaders of the community and other communities, is a big zchus. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. Vayisu melefidim v'yachanu b'midbar v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. The Orach Chaim on this pasuk says that this posik is a remez to the three most essential, fundamental, important yesodis, principles of Hatzlacha B'Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah, and trying to achieve greatness in Torah. V'yisum mirafidim. What does the word rafidim indicate? So rafidim was a place, and they traveled from rafidim. But the Gemara Sanhedrin and another posuk, V'yalochem im Yisrael berefidim. Amalek fought Israel.
Kol HaLashon.
And Chazal's interpretation is refidim means rofu yedayim ben divrei Torah. They were lax in their Torah studies, and that is what gave Amalek the power to try to fight and destroy Klal Yisrael. Orach Chaim uses the same interpretation in this pasuk, Vayis'u merfidim. First of all, you need to distance yourself from rifyon yadayim. Ein ha-Torah neknet ella be'amal. Torah demands toil. Torah demands effort. Torah demands sacrifice. And the Rambam writes in the third pedic in Hilchos Talmud Torah, a person shouldn't even think that he could benefit and enjoy all that life has to offer and have a great time and also be zeicha lekisra shel Torah. Ein atoyle neknet elev ba'amar. And Chazal teaches us in the second Torah, Yiskachi da'achir shohar. Chaz v'melech toichan, mayim b'mesurim tishkan, ala oretz tishkan, u'betoyle ato omer, ve'im ato oisikian ashrecho v'yoyle mazeh, v'toyb lecho, v'yoyle abot. Chaz v'melech toichan, bread and salt, mayim b'mesurim tishkan, limited water, ala oretz tishkan, you sleep on the floor, chayitzar tichir, and I always tell my Talmidim, Pas B'Melech is a relative concept. And in our age of plenty, in our days of abundance, between the Pas and the Melech, you could have some butter, some peanut butter, American kids like peanut butter, some jam, maybe some vegetables as well, and it still would be defined as pas b'melech. It's a relative concept. Mayim b'mesura. Some Coke, some Sprite. It's not that healthy. Here and there a schluck of whiskey still would be defined as mayim b'mesura. But what is eternal is b'toira ato omel. And without Omer, without Yigiyah, without sacrifice, without really, really dedicating your energies, your life to Torah, you will never get there. So that is number one, the Yispu Merefidim. The Yachanu Bamidbar, Erev Nun Dalet, Nedorim Nun Hei, Chazal Say, another pasuk. And other posit. Memid barum meton. Konameisem asmoi kebid borad divrei toira toira nintenet lo bematon. Rashi and the Ran have two different interpretations. What does it mean? Meisem asmoi kebid bar. So the Yerachayim in our posit, v'yachanu b'midbar says, midbar indicates anova, humbleness, humility. And that is one of the two perushim that we find in Rashi and Ran. And why is that? Of all the different types of topography, the midbar doesn't sustain life. This is a wonderful, beautiful, amazing world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. So we have the jungles and the rainforests and the plains, the great plains of America, the African savanna. We have the majestic mountains of the Alps, the Himalayas, and we have the desert. And the desert doesn't sustain life. No water, no vegetation, only scorching heat and sand. So Midbar is a remnant for another, for humbleness. So the second condition to be zoicha, to greatness and Torah, is another. It is not a coincidence that the Torah teaches us Ish Moshe Onav Ma'od Mekol Adam, who was the greatest Onav because he was the greatest giant. Ha Baha Talia. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest individual ever to live, and he was the greatest Onav. In Chulam Pei Tes, the Gemara says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and not many sources in Shas do we find this definition, this description, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that is very special and very unique. When Chazal say, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Choshkani Bechem Yisrael, I love you. And why? Afilo Bishur Shani Mashpia Lachem Gedula Atem Memahatim Et Atzmachem. Even when I bestow upon you glory and greatness, you still act with humbleness. And the Gemara brings three examples. Ishpati Gedula Avraham Avinu, Av Hamon Goyim. Avraham Avinu was a teacher of tens of thousands, as the Rambam described in the very beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kechovim. And what did Avraham say? V'anuchi Ofor Ve'eich. Ishpati Gedula LeDavid Melech Yisrael. David was the great king, uniting Israel and Yehuda. He was the king of all of Israel. And what did he say? V'anochi tolat v'lo ish. V'shpati gedula l'moshe rabbeinu. And he said, v'nachno mo. Who was the greatest honor of the three? Obviously, the Torah says, v'ish moshe honor moid mekol odom asher afnei wadomo. Ofer be'efer is something. It's something. Ofer gives fruit, gives life. V'anochi tolat v'lo ish. A talat is a worm. Well, there are silkworms, different type of worms. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even find what to compare himself to when he says, v'anachnu mo. Bo ish Moshe onav ma'od mekol Adam. Adam is three letters, Avraham, David, Moshe. Out of the three, Moshe was not only the greatest giant, he was the greatest honor. And that is the remez of V'yachanu b'midbar. And then finally, principle number three, V'yachan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Loshen yochel, not V'yachanu, but V'yachan. Ki ish echod v'lev echod. One interpretation would be Achdus, and Achdus is so important and so essential. You have to l'aleichu k'moichu. But the interpretation of the Or HaChaim is not Achdus, but rather Dibur Chaverim, Pilpul HaTalmidim, Cherev al Habalim, Talmud Torah b'yeshiva. So every individual could learn on his own. It was always right, definitely in our day, in age. You have Schottenstein. In Russian Kurdish, in English, you have an abundance of literature on every topic, every subject. Sometimes when I visit my American friends in America, I'm just astonished looking at a bookshelf, hundreds, thousands of books in English. All this was non-existent when I was young. So you could learn on your own, you could learn at home. Tens of thousands of people learn in their cars, driving to work, driving home. But nothing compares to Talmud Torah b'yeshiva. That is the real thing. And that is Dibur Chaverim, Pilpul HaTalmidim, and that is the interpretation of the Or HaChaim in principle number three. Iksuvizdaf Kuv Gimel. Chazal tell the story of Rabbeinu HaKadosh's demise. And that is a more moving description of the death of one of the great Tanoim in Amelon. Nothing similar is found anywhere in Shas, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi. And the community came together and they were all davening. Nitzchu areilim et amatzukim v'nishba aron ha'elokim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he dies, before his demise, says, Shimon b'ni Chochom, Gamliel b'ni Nosi, Chanina barchoma yeshev b'rosh. He divides his functions and he chooses his successors. My son Shimon, Reb Shimon b'Revi, he's a huge Talmud Chochem. He will be the Rav when I pass away. Gamliel Beni, he's a natural leader. He will be the Nosi. Who will be the Rosh Hashiva? Chanina Bar Choma. Not a son. And in the Medish we learned that Rebbe had a third son. His name was Yavetz. He skipped him. And the Yeshiva he appointed Rav Chanina Bar Choma. Rav Chanina is found throughout the entire Shas, one of the greatest Tamerlan. And if I could guess, why did he choose Rav Chanina Bar Choma and he skipped over his own son? My feeling is, do you know who is the one that said, Harbel Amadati Marabosai, Mechaveira Yoisa Mahem, Umetalmidai Yoisa Mikula? I have learned so much from my Rabbeim. From my friends, I learned even more. And the most I gained and learned from my Talmidim. That's in Masechet Tavis and in other sources in Shas. Who made that statement? Reb Chanina Baruch Hu. That's a natural Rosh Hashiva. And that is why Rebbe, from all the hundreds of Talmidim that he had, and most of the great Amiram in the first generation of Amiram were Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Out of all of them, he chooses Reb Chanina, because he is the one that knew how precious Talmidim are, and how much we learn by teaching, how much we learn by teaching our Talmidim. And Reb Chanina Baruch Hu is the one that says, הרבה למדתי מהרבויסי, מחווה אלה יויסה מהם, ומתלמידי יויסה מכול. However, this mammal is found in additional sources, and who else says the same would be surprised. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's Rebbe's motto. And obviously, he's founded and internalized more than any other of his Talmidim was Reb Chanina. And that is why he is the one to be chosen to be the Rosh Hashiva. So I know some of you are Rosh Hashivas, and I know that is the spirit of the yeshiva. So take advantage. These are the three fundamentals in Kenyan Torah. Yegia, Anova, and Dibuk Chaverim, Talmud Torah. So the Samad Beis, we find an interesting story. Reb Shimon ben Yochai and Reb Hananya ben Chakinoi were friends. Reb Hananya ben Chakinoi goes to Yeshiva v'shilur yedilei de Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai got married. In the middle of the Sheva Brochus, his friend, Reb Chananya, says, I'm going off to Yeshiva, goodbye. Mazel tov, have a wonderful life. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Eyakovly, let's go together. I can't leave in the middle of the Sheva Brochus. Tomorrow I have Sheva Brochus, the Chosin is not here, what's going to happen? What is everybody going to say? Could you please wait till I finish the Sheva Brochus, and then we'll go together to Yeshiva. Lo Yakovly, he didn't wait. And Reb Chananya ben Chakinoi goes off to the yeshiva, and he's 12 years in the yeshiva. He comes back home, the entire infrastructure was redone. He doesn't recognize his town. He doesn't know where to go. How would he find his family? Obviously, his WhatsApp wasn't charged, so couldn't send a WhatsApp or an email or nothing. So where do I go? Where do I find my family? But he did remember where the river ran. So he walks over to the river. And he sees women and girls doing laundry. And suddenly he hears somebody shouting out, Bas Chakinoi, Bas Chakinoi. He assumed that's his daughter. Didn't see her for 12 years. So he follows her when she walks home. And that is how he got home. Walks into his house, and his wife didn't expect him. She fainted, and she died. And he stands, lifts his eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Ani Azu, Zu Schara, this Tzedekes, she sent me off to the yeshiva for 12 years. This cannot be. She doesn't deserve this. And it was Tchiras HaMeisim. And they live happily ever after. The Maram Shif has a comment. Five words. When the Gemara says that Shimon said wait and he didn't wait, Tzorachiyun, Mamash Mienu Bezer. Why is this? Obviously, what's the focus? What's the climax? What is the moral of the story? Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. His and her Mesiras Nefesh, the power of Tefillah, Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's what the story is about. So Maram Shif asks, why is this important that he said wait, he didn't wait, and I say? Maybe that is the most important part of the story. Reb Shimon please, with Rav Hananya ben Chakinu. We wait. We'll go together. Shnayim ha-mahalcha b'derach, v'yesh b'neim din le'itoyla. We can learn on the way. So 2,000 years ago, when you went off to yeshiva, didn't get on a plane or in a cab. It probably took a week or two or 3 weeks to get there. And Rav Shimon says, wait. Hananya says, no. Rav Shimon says, I know you're going to wait for me because you must wait for me. And why is that? Because there's a Mishnah in the Sechet Tovis. Rav Hananya ben Chakino Yoimeh. Amahalach v'derech v'yechid yarei ze mischayet v'nafshoi. Amahalach v'derech v'mafan al-libay v'divay tera yarei ze mischayet v'nafshoi. So Rav Shimon smiles and tells Rav Hananya, you got to wait for me. You remember that Mishnah, and you remember who said it. Rav Hananya ben Chakino v'yoimeh. Amahalach v'derech. And the Bar Tanura, the Mefarshim, say, if you're alone, you can't learn. You need to know and see where you're going. So, Mahalav Adarach, Umafana Liba Medivre Toyra, Kolad Rocha Mefeska Sohan, Arayza Mitzchayim Benavshoy. So, Rabbi Shimon smiles and says, you have no other option. You can't go alone. So, I know you're going to wait for me. Lo Yakev, he did not wait. How come? Rav Hananya ben Chakino, he says, yes, Arayza Mitzchayim Benavshoy. But one more day in yeshiva, two more days in yeshiva, it's kedai. I am willing to take the risk. Rav Shimon says, you can learn at home. And he says, I could. But a yeshiva is a yeshiva. And that's the Rav Musa. Lo yakev alei. So Taira Bochan, sitting in a yeshiva, with the great Rosh Yeshivas, take advantage of every moment. I have no idea what I spoke to a year ago. Probably there are some new Talmidim. But many times when I speak to younger American yeshiva bochurim, I say, nobody knows where life is going to take him. Some of you might be doctors, some of you might be lawyers, some of you probably are aspiring to be successful businessmen. But I hope, who knows, maybe this Bismedish will also produce some great teachers of Torah. Who is a lucky man? The luckiest man is the one getting paid for things he would do anyway. Very few people get paid for things they would do anyway. I'm getting paid for things I would do anyway. And if I would win the New York lottery, maybe there's something similar in Florida, if I would win the New York lottery, $500 million, what would change in my life? Would I stop giving shiurim? Definitely not. What would my life mean without teaching Torah? Would I stop writing tshuvas? Definitely not. What would change in my life? I would like to buy an apartment in Yerushalayim for each of my grandchildren, but $500 million wouldn't be enough. So nothing really would change in my life. That is a lucky man that's getting paid for things he would do anyway. And teaching Torah is the most amazing job one could ever dream of, because you have excitement each and every day. Other people would much rather stay at home than to go to work. I love my work, and it's exciting. So I have some Talmidim that are tour guides. And the tourists, they show around, open up huge eyes, and they enjoy every moment. But the guy says, I see the same things every day, and I say the same nonsense every day. To me, you know, I would much rather stay at home. This is my job. You know, this is my parnasa. I visit sites I have visited 100 times. And every time I come to visit, I see something new. Every sugi I learn, I've been here 100 times in the past, and it's always exciting and always new. So when time comes, and time has come, Time is right now. We need to decide, where do I want to go? Wherever you go, you should remember. I'm a yeshiva boy. Wherever you go, you should remember. I'm a ben toy. You should always be related to my toilet. But who knows? I hope that some of you ultimately might decide, I want to dedicate my life to toilet. I want to dedicate my life to teaching toilet. And that is the biggest privilege, the biggest chus, and the most exciting activity one could ever choose. So my bracha to all of you, all these young talmidim, future talmid chacham, shetaru mala mala, you should be zeichah to learn a lot of Torah, to perform a lot of mitzvahs, and to be mekadesh shem shemayim each and every day of your life. And my bracha to all the teachers of Torah, all the ramim, machanchim of the yeshiva. Our talmidim are like family. Yishenantem levanecho, Ayelon ha-talmidim. You should have nachas from your talmidim. And the schus of Talmud Torah in these difficult times, and these painful times, we've been through 15 months of profound tragedy and profoundly uplifting as well. Profoundly sad. We've lost thousands of young men, young soldiers. We're still waiting for the hostages to come home, and nobody knows where this is going, what to expect. We all hope and pray and daven in the schus of Talmud Torah. We should only hear the stories, Yeshua's Menachemis, and we should see the Kore, name Mashiach, Zetenu, Bepeiro, Diomenu, Amen. So I was asked to stay a few minutes if anybody has any questions.
The Bachman submitted questions after us. The Rebbe spoke about the importance of a melus v'torah, hasmada v'torah. Does Rebbe have any etzos on how to work on discipline in a melus v'torah?
I think the most important thing is that Rabbeinu Yonah, which I quote many times, Perek Beis Mishnah Yudalad and Masechet Tavis. Kesha'ato misyageya v'torah tishta she'ata. התורה יש לשעשוע של הקודש ברוך הוא שנאמר אי עשרה יומן בשעשוע ביון יוים and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us תורה we should be בשעשוע. How does one translate שעשוע? I think it's pleasure, sheer pleasure. So when you are omel בתורה, enjoy תשתשעיה. So in every other vocation, in every other activity, Yegia and Sheshua are contradictory. They don't go together. A person works 5 days a week and then he has a weekend to rest, to enjoy. He works 11 months a year and then he has vacation to live it up. So your work and your pleasure don't go together. But to us, Ano Amelim Bishashua, Ano Mishtashim B'Yegia. So the Benyan says, Kisha'ata, Yisya'geya v'teret tishvashayabo. Enjoy your learning. What does Omel v'teira mean? Omel has two different definitions and two different sides. One is just learning basmada. And so many bochrim, so many kids in today's world, our attention span is so limited, especially with the social media phenomenon, that many boys find it difficult just to sit in a half hour without interruption and learning. But if you really want to get there, it's not a half hour. You need to sit an entire Seder, more than an entire Seder, and learn without interruption. But the other aspect of Yegia is Yegia Sasecha, just trying to reach into the depths of Torah and the depths of Halacha, trying to understand, trying to master a sugya, to memorize the sugya, and that is what we call amelus, amal ha-tayla. But if you enjoy your amal, that is the greatest sigur.
If a bachur has a difficult time finding enjoyment in learning Gemara, but he has a connection, Mashli Bachabis, it's in some other area of Torah. If he's in yeshiva, should he still push himself to learn Gemara? And out of the yeshiva, if he has limited time, what should the Bachar focus on?
So when people ask me, what should I learn? And I say the most important principle is, La'olam yilmen odom b'mokom shalei b'chavetz. And mokom shalei b'chavetz doesn't mean choosing yeshiva only, it also means ma'shalei b'chavetz, b'derech shalei b'chavetz. So the story is told that Yisrael Salanter traveled from town to town teaching people that it's an obligation and not only a privilege to learn Musa. And a person wants to ask them, but I only have a half a day, a half hour a day to learn. Wouldn't it be more important to learn the Gemara or Halacha than Musa? And the Rishon responded, if you only have half hour a day to learn Musa, and then you will realize you have far more than a half hour a day to learn. And I say, if you enjoy your learning, you'll find time, you will learn. But if it's an effort and a burden, you will always find many other important things you need to do. So Mokam Shalei B'chavetz is an extremely important fundamental principle. However, in these formative years, it is most important to develop a familiarity and a fondness of Gemara, because Gemara is where it all starts. When we speak about Torah Shebal Peh, we mean Mishnah and Gemara. All the rest is supplementary. Jewish philosophy and Jewish thought and Musa and Halacha, everything stems from the Talmud, from the Gemara. And therefore, if you really want to be a Talmud Chochem of any level and a good shul, you must be familiar with the Gemara. Because the Gemara is the foundation. It is where everything starts and everything precious to us comes from. So you definitely need to learn a lot of Gemara. But also, especially in your spare time, learn Ma Shevi B'Chavis. Whether it's Musar Chassidus or Makshava or Halacha or whatever.
Is it okay for a Bachar to chew gum in the Beis Medrash if it helps them learn and focus?
I don't know what the Yeshiva's policy is, and I don't want to say anything.
We're asking the Rav what the policy should be.
I never tried chewing gum when I learned, so I have no idea whether it'll make me more focused. Maybe I should. I doubt at my age it would have any effect. So some things are just psychological. I don't know whether chewing gum really would enhance one's concentration or focus. For some reason, it doesn't seem right. When you are in the presence, you know, in hours foreign, most of them Shalom are about a melech, you know. Very first thing in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah does, Ein Adoyma, person's conduct when he's by a king. We don't know much about kings, we don't care much about kings. But would a boy chew gum when he goes into a great rebbe? When you visit a great girl and there's a soul, would he chew gum? I mean, everybody would understand. It's not appropriate. You don't chew gum when you visit a president, and definitely not when you visit a god lador. And I think sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning Torah, this is a mokom hashchina, doesn't seem to be the right code of conduct, chewing gum. But if a Bukhar feels that he can't concentrate without chewing gum, try to do it with cinnamon.
No bubbles.
No bubbles. Have the bubbles inside.
We constantly hear big sweeping statements like, anyone can become a gadol. Anyone can know Kol Torah Kula. When the Bachar and Eretz Yisrael, they met with Moshe Schoenbach, and he said that current Gedolim were no better off than them when they were their age. This is very hard to believe. And if we set such a high bar, we might be disappointed by not reaching our goals. How can we maintain a true and realistic Sheifa for Godness?
So let me make a startling statement. No one could remember Kol Torah Kula. Not everyone could, no one could. I knew all the Gedolim since I was young. None of them knew Kula Kula Kula. None of them. It is impossible to know Kula Kula Kula. None of the Gedolim I knew remembered Ch'as. None of them. Not one. And I knew them all. It is impossible. The Chazon Ish writes at the end of Taharos, Ein ze b'metzius ha'enushit b'zmanenu sh'yei odom boki b'dalat chalkesh ha'chanol ha'guya. And that's the Chazon Ish. He said, it is inachievable. One cannot be boki in dalat chalkesh ha'chanol ha'guya. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. No one remembers the entire Shas. No one. Alavai, we should remember as much as Gedali Yisrael forget. Learn a lot, chazal a lot, and you remember whatever you remember. Who knows who was Reb Shlomo Kluger? Is the name familiar to you? He was one of the greatest Gedolim 180 years ago. He was the Gadol HaDor. He wrote about 50 Svarim. And Sefer Nidrei Zrizim, on Sanhedrin, in the letters at the end of the Sefer, somebody writes him a letter. The kasha you ask in your Sefer, Tosfos asks in two places. So you forgot Tosfos. And he responds bitterly, and he says, yeah, so you caught me. I forgot Tosfos. So what? So what? I forgot a lot of Tosfos, he writes. The Gaon. Was anybody a greater Gaon than the Gaon? I wrote a kuntres. I might send it over to you. In which I was metzayin about 10 sources where the Gaon writes, Shul Metzosi Betoisus. Shul Metzosi Betoisus. The Gaon writes. You know, after I learned the sugya, I found the Toisus. Shul Rogisi Baramban. And that's the Vilna Gaon. Nobody achieved the Bekiya, says the Vilna Gaon. So first, get this out of your system. Nobody knows Kol HaTorah Kula, nobody knows the entire Kiddushah. Gedolim remember a lot. They remember most of Shas. So, having this dream of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula just causes frustration for me. It's not important how much you don't know. The only thing that is important is how much you do know. Forget about what you don't know. I promise you, you'll never know the entirety of Shas. Neither do I. What is important is what you do know, not what you don't know. And never try to compare yourself to others. What you need to do is fulfill your potential. Does anybody here know who is Rav Zusha Manapoli? And this is my last statement because we're running late. Who was Rav Zusha Manapoli? He was the brother of Rebbe Menachem Menachens. Now you're going to ask me, who was Rebbe Menachem Menachens? The Noam Menachem. A lot of people travel to his cave, that's what you should all know about. So Rav Zusha used to say, after 120, they won't ask me, why weren't you Melech? They will ask me, why weren't you what Zusha could have been? Each of us needs to do his best with the gifts that Kodesh Bohu gave him, and never compare yourself to others. Do your best. And if you do your best, Kodesh Bohu will do all the rest. So you should have created Slocha. I'm off to my next engagement. And Yagel Toivo V'Yadion.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.